Science is constantly advancing production in agriculture, and one of those sciences is genomic testing in livestock. Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Dr. Joseph Dalton with the University of Idaho is one of the participants in a multi-state and multi-institution group studying genomics for 5 years under a USDA grant. He'll talk about why more farmers are using genomics next on Managing for Profit. Dr. Joseph Dalton tells Brownfield, genomics testing is becoming an everyday practice for good reason.
Genomics offers you the ability to almost literally look into the future by getting an idea of the traits that your animals have even before raising them and having them calve and actually have production records. So it's a way of evaluating all of your animals and making a decision on which ones I'm going to keep, which ones I'm going to breed, perhaps to sex semen or conventional semen. Different types of management strategies to minimize variation in your herd and to optimize fertility, milk production, health traits, things like this.
A lot of the farmers, I understand, are really seeing the financial benefits of having this tool because they can be very specific managing these animals.
Exactly. And what it does is it allows you, again, to rank your animals and decide ahead of time, do I want to manage the top 1% or 10% or 20% of my animals differently than the bottom 20%?
What types of things are you learning in the research project?
What we found, we looked at both virgin heifers and also first calf Holstein cows. And what we found is there is an association between animals that become pregnant at first service and a certain type of pattern of markers on their chromosomes. So we were able to identify a few novel markers that are associated with fertility in both Holstein heifers and first lactation Holstein cows. And the hope then is in the future that these would be used by producers and they would be able to, among other markers such as milk production, fat production, health traits, they would be able then to accurately rank their animals according to the traits that they believe are important for their business.
I understand that you can rank them by different traits depending on what your goals, your operation is.
That's exactly right. There is not a one-size-fits-all. This can be used by those that are interested in registered cattle, can be used by commercial producers, can be used by producers that are primarily in a component market for cheese or a fluid market. It really doesn't matter. It depends on what your goals are for your business.
Dalton spoke with Brownfield at World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.